Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. I saw this story in England, in the United Kingdom. They are starting tomorrow now allowed to do casual sex again. There has been casual sex has not been allowed in England because of coronavirus. And casual sex will be allowed again for the first time starting tomorrow. As part of the government's latest lifting of coronavirus lockdown measures. Boris Johnson, who's in charge over there in the United Kingdom, he said that they're making some changes when it comes to their lockdowns. And one of them is that people in the United Kingdom, people in Great Britain, have been unable to have overnight stays. I mean, you think it was pretty rough here with the coronavirus lockdowns in the United States. I mean, it shut down so much of our country for what, 13 months, 14 months, a little over a year. But Brits have been unable to have overnight stays in England since January. And we're talking about, I mean, obviously not married couples and people who are in relationships, but people who are just dating, people who go out and maybe meet someone. Although during coronavirus, you haven't been going out to bars and meeting people. The only place you're able to meet people is basically walking down the street during the day.
You know, we always talk about how intrusive a government can get. We talk about how they regulate how much soda you can drink or how much sodium you should be allowed to eat, and can they give you curfews or whatnot?
They don't regulate that. There are some in government that want to regulate that.
Right, and we're talking about how intrusive should a government be. This in the UK right now, they actually restricted people doing sex. It doesn't get any more restrictive than that, does it? Like, hey, you're not allowed to have sex unless you're married. That sounds kind of religious in a way.
You could have been someone who just happened to meet someone walking down the street in the middle of the day. Hey, I think you're attractive. I think you're attractive too. All right, well, let's hang out. Well, I know it's coronavirus. You're not allowed to sleep over my house. So people from two different households in England will be able to meet indoors.
Oh, so they was just doing the casual sex outside?
No. This is something different.
Okay.
That starts on Monday. People will be able to have people sleep over their houses starting tomorrow night. And people from two different households if they just want to hang out. Like if I wanted to go over your house, Coleman, be able to do that in England, in the United Kingdom, starting on Monday. It's been the lockdowns over there have been really rough. Now remember, there's more government control over the people in England than there is here. I mean, that's why we left England and we came over here and started the United States of America. I mean, here in America, different companies own radio stations and television stations. In England, the government owns all the radio stations. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. We also use the term here in America called Orwellian, where we talk about how sometimes the government power over the people mimics the book 1984 by George Orwell. But literally in the book 1984, the main character, Winston, and his love interest had to sneak out the city just to do sex because sex was not allowed. So basically the UK is mimicking 1984. That was literally a part in the book and the scene in the movie where they had to sneak out to do sex because they were not allowed to do casual sex in the 1984 book.
There are ways that we here in the United States have been mimicking the book 1984 by George Orwell. By the cancel culture.
Okay.
They want to cancel things they don't like history, like erasing history.
Right. And words, manipulation of language.
Yeah.
That was also in 1984.
In 1984, if they didn't like what you said, they would stop you from saying it. See, we were never like that here in the United States, in my opinion, until social media, until Facebook and Twitter. And now people literally aren't allowed to say things. Before social media, you used to be allowed to say things and then people could disagree with you. Okay, we can get on with our lives. Now, if you're in a position at your job and you say things or something that people don't like, they will try to take your job away from you. They will try to ruin your life because they don't like what you say. And I say that cancel culture was bolstered by social media.
Yeah. So now it makes me wonder how many casual sex, because I'm quite sure even though they weren't allowed to do casual sex in the UK, some couples were still doing it just to see if they can get away with it. But now that they're going to be allowed to do casual sex, does it take the spice away from it? Like maybe the thrill of getting caught by the government, or maybe the thrill of getting caught by officials spiced up their relationships. Like, ooh, you know, we can get caught, and that added an extra thrill and added extra excitement. But now when the rules go back to normal and they can just do casual sex anytime they feel like it with no consequence, it's going to be like, okay, now it's boring. I don't want to do sex anymore.
Yeah. Well, starting tomorrow, in the United Kingdom, people can have overnight stays, and then they're moving on from there.
Oh, we can travel abroad now, right? We are allowed to. Are citizens of the United States able to travel to the UK right now, or do they still have like some kind of anti-American lockdown because of our COVID numbers or something? Because I'm thinking
they're still in certain places we can't travel to.
Because I'm thinking if you and I go to the UK right now and all those people who weren't allowed to do casual sex finally get to go out, man, the women that are in heat and how bad they want it, if we go to a pub out there, the chances of us Americans getting the score.
I think we get lucky.
Oh, huh? Would we? Because they have to be deprived. And I look pretty good.
And it doesn't say in this story when in the United Kingdom, in England, people going to the dentist will get back to normal. That doesn't, don't see that here. All right, coming up on the show this morning. Hey, you see there's three young guys breaking into schools in St. Bernard Parish? They're breaking into schools and they're stealing electronics. I remember when I was younger, I tried breaking out of schools several times. I never once in my life tried breaking into a school. Stay tuned for that. We have a lot to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans' morning radio show. Weather got rough overnight, and what some are saying is a tornado may have whipped through New Orleans. They're not totally sure yet if it was a tornado or not.
Well, I knew pulling in, there was a lot of debris on the ground, more than usual for a thunderstorm. So it was either really windy or I can believe that a tornado whipped through. Did you see the debris on the way?
Yeah. And power is out, parts of uptown New Orleans, and in Algiers, parts of Algiers, power has been knocked out. And all the headlines this morning are saying a tornado might have caused the power outages.
So did you wake up at 2 a.m. this morning?
No, you know what? This morning I didn't. I checked my phone when I woke up an hour and a half, 2 hours later, and I saw, but I did not hear.
Oh, man, it got me.
Yesterday morning, I heard the phone in the middle of the night, early in the morning. But this morning, I didn't hear it. I guess I was really tired. I slept through it.
And those things always go off at the best part of the dream, like right when the woman's like, "Come on in," then and it goes off.
Yeah,
when, a tornado warning.
I think the only things that set off your phone now in the middle of the night are tornado advisories or Amber Alerts.
Right, missing persons alert, yep.
Missing child alert.
Yeah.
I think those are the only two things that make your phone go off in the middle of the night, and I know it drives a lot of people crazy.
Yeah, I never get drunk texts, though, in the middle of the night. It's never like a chick, "Hey, I'm completely smashed, are you up?" I don't get those. It's always alerts.
Yeah, you wish a woman was yelling as loud in from your phone as those alarms. So we'll find out but there were some heavy storms overnight. We'll find out if it was a tornado or not. Suspects sought in St. Bernard Parish school burglaries. Over the last few weeks, there's been three different burglaries after midnight at different St. Bernard Parish schools. And they've got pictures of a couple of these youngsters. They're young men. And what I thought was bizarre about this story, you don't see burglarizing schools very often. You don't see people breaking into schools very often. I remember when I was in school, I tried sometimes successfully and sometimes unsuccessfully to break out of schools, but I never once tried to break into a school. You know, usually when we didn't have to be there, I was nowhere near school when I didn't have to be there.
Well, did you have anything of value when you were in school?
Well, that's the thing. And if you're wondering, well, why would they be breaking into schools? They were stealing electronics. Coleman, I'm going to date myself here, but I think it was like my junior year of high school when we had our first computer class. And they brought these computers in. It took a couple of people to carry the computers into school to put them on desks and to get them hooked up. But I remember our friends would look at each other. What are these things? And they would put down the big monitor and then the computer. And they'd plug them in.
Well, when I was in school, we had one computer per like three classrooms or something like that. And you had to, you can only use it for like 5 minutes at a time because there was a line. And we had the floppy disk. And it was either Oregon Trail or the Muncher guy, the little Muncher that did math problems with you. That's the only two computer programs that
like
I remember.
Like Pac-Man?
Yeah, he was kind of like a bootleg Pac-Man, but it was educational bootleg Pac-Man, meaning instead of gobbling power pills, you gobbled either the correct spelling of a word or the number of a math problem.
The St. Bernard Sheriff's Office is searching for several suspects who are wanted in connection with several school burglaries in Chalmette. Have you ever heard of anybody breaking into school in Chalmette? During the past 3 weeks, Deputies have responded to 3 burglaries at 2 different schools. In each instance, April 21st, April 27th, and May 9th, the burglaries happened after midnight and appear to involve the same suspects. Based on video surveillance, detectives have determined the suspects are males appearing to be in their mid to late teens. In one instance, one of the suspects left behind a backpack with the name Russo embroidered on it.
Good to go on.
Yeah, if you or anybody you know's name is Russo, last name, in or around the Chalmette area, in DeParish.
But when you think about today, what technology has to offer when it comes to school tablets, and they have the internet now, and there's, you know, there's tablets and computers and laptops and desktops. How do students even fail in this day and age with all the Googles and Alexas and Siris, their phones, they can just talk to them. Hey, Google, what's the answer? Like, how does a student in this day and age even not pass school? Because back then, when we had the card catalog and the Dewey Decimal System, we actually had to go to a library and try to, we had Encyclopedia Britannica. These kids literally have everything, every answer to any question in the palm of their hands.
You know how long it took me and other people to find books at the library via the card catalog? I mean, when you can push Google these days in literally 1 second, I mean, it wasn't easy finding a library book in those card catalogs. They had decimal points and they had, you know, different categories. They had different types of books. And it would take you 15, 20 minutes just to find the book in the card catalog to find out where you're supposed to go in the library to find the book.
And then you find out that Chelsea already checked the book out, so you had to wait for Chelsea to bring the book back so you can use the book.
Well, and I've always said, I think I'd be a much better student today if I had all of that technology, the Google and everything like that, because I couldn't sit still when I was in high school. Now, that's a medical condition called ADD, but mm-hmm. they didn't call it that when I was in school. I just got disciplined. And between that and the damn card catalog, I mean, it took me a while to figure out what was going on. You add the ADD in there. Now they give you medicine for the ADD. And you could just push Google to answer any question that any teacher could ever ask of you.
So this text says, maybe they were just hungry for education and they needed the computer so they can do online learning. If they're dumb enough to leave their name behind, then they obviously need an education. But you make up a good point. Just yesterday, we were talking about 2 things. One, and we Googled it. We was asking if you can have an exotic animal in suburban areas in Houston. And you went on the computer, looked it up, and you found it out. Just that.
In the city of Houston, we were talking about that yesterday. In the city of Houston, it is illegal to have a tiger for a pet. But in the unincorporated areas right around Houston, it's legal.
And you figured that out in less than a minute just by doing some Googles.
I'm not saying I would have been an Ivy League college scholar if I were going to school today compared to when I went to school. But I'm telling you, the ADD medication and the Google that answers any question you could possibly be asked in 1 second. That would definitely make me a better student.
Last week was the first time I had a burrito. Now I know how to make my own at home because I looked it up on YouTube. Now I know how to wrap it and put the ingredients. I've been making burritos all week.
I spoiled you on Cinco de Mayo with that burrito when I brought you to Juan's Flying Burrito here in New Orleans. If that was the first burrito you ever ate in your life, I don't see, there's not going to be that many that are that good. Yep. You were spoiled right from the get-go.
And this weekend, I'm changing my spark plugs. I'm just going to go to YouTube, put spark plugs, and somebody's going to show me how to do it. You can't fail. You can't fail these days.
Yeah. The St. Bernard Parish Sheriff's Office did not release which schools were burglarized, but did say electronics were stolen, so they are looking for some people. And somebody named Russo. Some evidence left behind at the scene. Hey, coming up on the show, they've narrowed down what's going to be at the new at the old Six Flags in New Orleans East. They narrowed that down to two of the proposals. There was a lot of proposals that came in. They've narrowed it down to two. They both seem pretty cool. But it's about time that that overgrown amusement park, since Hurricane Katrina, it's overtime that something gets done there. We'll tell you about that coming up. We got a lot to do on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Prince Andrew over in England, he's one of the Queen's sons, and he's been linked to underage women. He's been linked to Jeffrey Epstein. He was at his house. He had gone to Epstein Island. And Prince Andrew is, everybody over in England even looks at him funny now. Well, now I just read a blackmailer is threatening to release a Prince Andrew sex tape. The good news is there is no Duchess Camilla sex tape. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund morning show. Coleman just asked me off air if I was familiar with the story that just broke yesterday about the bass player from the band Megadeth. And it's a pretty disturbing story. His name's Dave Ellefson. And somebody posted a video of him pleasuring himself while he was online with some woman. And they also said that David Ellefson was doing this with an underage girl who he was trying to groom to be with him when she becomes of age. Well, that spread around the internet. The woman who he was video chatting with, but he was, you know, video pleasuring himself with, she released a statement saying she's not underage. She was of age. Two consenting adults. And that someone, a third party, somebody saw that and decided to leak it online. David Ellefson from Megadeth released a statement saying, sure, this is embarrassing for me. And, you know, but someone else did this to try to hurt me and hurt my family and hurt my reputation and my business with my band Megadeth. And
it makes you wonder how the third party knew that this was going on and gained access to whatever their private web chats was about. Or maybe one of them recorded themselves during the web chat and the third party got access to that.
Coleman, quickly, go to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Get Megadeth Peace Set. And when you find that, just play the beginning of that song here. That is, that his bass riff on this song is one of the most famous bass riffs in bass riff history. MTV used that for the MTV. Did you used to watch a lot of,
yeah,
MTV? When they would do MTV News, this was the bass riff they used. I wonder if he or they got paid for that.
I would hope so, right?
You know, I have an interesting Megadeth story.
That, first of all, how awesome is that name, Megadeth? Not just regular death, it's Megadeth.
The fact that not Dave Ellefson, the bass player, so that's what happened with Dave Ellefson, the bass player. And, you know, he was the co-founding member of Megadeth with their singer/guitarist, Dave Mustaine. It's amazing Dave Mustaine made it. when you look at what happened to him in his life. Dave Mustaine was one of the original guitarists of Metallica. And they went across country to record their first album, Metallica, way back in the day. They were so young. But Dave Mustaine got very angry and aggressive every time he got drunk. And back then, Metallica, they were drinking like crazy. And, you know, the other guys in Metallica, they would just get drunk and whatever. But when Dave Mustaine got drunk, he would fight people. He would swing. That some people are like that when they get drunk. So Metallica had to kick him out of the band while they were recording their first album. They gave him a bus ticket in New York and they said, go back to California. A bus ticket. Could you imagine that bus ride? You know how long that is? And then you just got kicked out of your band that was recording their debut album, Metallica. So when he got back to the West Coast, it took him a little while, but he said, what am I going to do? He formed Megadeth with Dave Ellefson, the bass player. And the other two guys in that band, there's been like rotating chairs over the years for the other guitar player and the drummer in Megadeth. But those two guys, they've been there the whole time. And the fact that Dave Mustaine made it in Megadeth, sure, they weren't as big as Metallica, but he still became a millionaire and he still did really well. You know, how many guys would have just disappeared after that? But he said, I've got to make it to show those guys in Metallica that they made a mistake.
Catchback is a great motivator. Revenge is a great motivator.
Yeah, and then, you know, there was a little animosity for a few years. But now that everybody's gotten older, they look back at that and they're like, well, whatever. And Metallica brought Megadeth on tour with them. They toured together. And then Dave Mustaine, he had a bad drinking and drug problem for a lot of years. And then he got cleaned up. And he's totally straight edge, sober. And not long after he got sober, when I was on the radio in Boston, he came to the radio station. We went out to dinner. He came on my show. Cool guy. And we played golf one day. And he said, look, because the beer cart came by us on the first tee. And he goes, dude, you can't get any beer. He said, I don't want anybody smoking cigarettes around me. You can't do anything around me. He said, because I'm clean and sober now. And I said, damn. And I'm riding with Dave Mustaine in the golf cart for 18 holes, you know, 3.5-4 hours. And we're out there with our friends and I'm like, I can't drink a beer. And my other friend had a couple of big fat joints rolled. I'm like, I can't. So there was one hole where my friend said, hey, you want to take a couple tokes off of this joint? I said, I can't. I'm with Dave Mustaine. He's just clean and sober. If I smoke weed around him and he takes a hit, he'll end up shooting heroin through his eyeballs again. I mean, you know, he can't handle it. So I said, hey, dude, on this next hole, this next par four, I said, meet me in those woods down there. So I get up on the tee, and I purposely hit it in the woods. I'm like, damn it, I shanked it. And so
people knew your aim was that good.
We drove the golf cart over to the woods. I'm like, to Dave Mustaine, I'm like, hey, go over there to the other side of the fairway. Go get your ball. Let me walk in here, and I'll hit my ball out of here. And my buddy was in the woods, and we were able to take a couple of tokes off of that bone. And then I came back. But Dave Mustaine, real nice guy. And it's incredible that he made it. And that story that you asked me about their bass player in Megadeth, David Ellefson, very embarrassing. But I don't think any laws were broken or anything like that. It just, but man, I don't care what level of fame you're at, you gotta be careful.
But the rest of the band responded. We have that article, believe it or not, on buy957.com. If anybody was interested to see what Megadeth said about it.
Yeah, go check that out on our website. Hey, coming up next. And then there were two. Finally, after all these years, it's down to one of two plans for what's going to replace the Six Flags Amusement Park over there in New Orleans East that has been dormant and grown over, and it looks like a giant crack house, an amusement crack house, since Hurricane Katrina. Two proposals. And we'll tell you what they are coming up. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. Jimi Hendrix there, and I just posted a meme on our Bayou 95.7 Facebook page. There's four pictures on the meme. First picture is of Jack Dorsey. It says, I made Twitter. The next picture is Mark Zuckerberg. It says, I made Facebook. The next picture is Steve Jobs. It says, I made Apple. And then underneath all of them, with the largest picture in the meme, is a picture of a mother with a little baby on her lap. And it says, that's nice, guys. I made Jimi Hendrix. I think that's the first time I've ever seen Jimi Hendrix's mother, especially as a younger woman.
Not that bad looking either.
Hey, how about that? Huh? Be a part of our radio station's Facebook page. If you're just joining us, I just told a story because Coleman asked me what's going on with the bass player from the band Megadeth, David Ellefson. News broke yesterday that somebody leaked a video of him pleasuring himself while he was online with a woman. And when they released that video, they said, here's the bass player from Megadeth, and he's whipping it out with an underage girl. Well, the female who he was video chatting with released a statement saying she wasn't underage. She was of age. And then David Ellefson, the bass player for Megadeth, released a statement saying, look, this is embarrassing. And whoever did this is trying to hurt me, my family, and trying to hurt my band, my business, whatever. So, I mean, it's embarrassing. And he said, geez, you gotta be careful. And I talked about the leader of the band Megadeth, Dave Mustaine, how I once played golf with him. And this was when I was on the radio in Boston. And he had just cleaned up his act. He was a hardcore drug addict, alcoholic. And when we sat down on the golf cart and the beer cart and the beer girl pulled up in her cart next to us, he said, you can't get any beer. He goes, I don't even want anybody smoking cigarettes around me. He goes, you can't do anything around me because I just cleaned up. And you know, I didn't want to send him back to doing heroin again. So I talked about how I purposely hid it in the woods with another friend. So we went in, we slammed a couple of beers, took a couple of tokes, whatever the case may be. Then I went back and I played golf with Dave Mustaine. It was a lot of fun.
And Mustaine didn't smell anything on you? He didn't smell your
breath? I ate gum. I took a big handful of gum. It was like being with my parents. You know what I mean? And here I am with Dave Mustaine. But the one other part of the story that I thought was neat, that's when I worked on WAAF, the rock station in Boston, and we would have our celebrity golf tournament every year, and that was that. And so he was the celebrity in our group, and then the celebrity in the group behind us was the young guy from the group New Kids on the Block. Now, our radio station didn't play New Kids on the Block, but New Kids on the Block were from Boston. So he wanted to play golf, and he liked our radio station. His name was Joey McIntyre, I think. So we finished playing, and it was wild in the clubhouse seeing Dave Mustaine from Megadeth right next to Joey McIntyre from the New Kids on the Block. They were getting along great. You couldn't find two people who came from more different musical worlds hanging out.
So you're in the golf cart with the Megadeth hardcore rocker, and y'all in a sober cart, but here it is, this pop kid from New Kids on the Block. They probably had all the doobies and booze going.
Slamming beers and doing everything else.
He's saying bye-bye-bye, whatever they was doing, New Kids on the Block with his acid-washed jeans on and stuff.
But I would rather play golf with Dave Mustaine. And Joey's a nice guy and everything, but I would rather spend my time on the golf course with Dave. So, finally, it's down to two. And then there were two. Out of all of the proposals that have come in to build where Six Flags was in New Orleans East, you know, the amusement park has been shut down since Hurricane Katrina. It's a scary place to look at now. It's overgrown. And finally, all these years later, there were a bunch of different proposals that were put in front of the New Orleans City Council. They've narrowed it down to two. And they're going to decide in the very near future which one of these two proposals will commence, be built, where Six Flags was in New Orleans East. One proposal is led by Drew Brees and Saints linebacker Demario Davis. That's under the name Shield. That's one of the two finalists. And that would build an urban farm, educational centers, and a transportation hub. But that's not which one is the most popular. The more people around there and more people who have anything to do with this, they want the other proposal, which is called Bayou Phoenix. That proposal is led by New Orleans East resident Troy Henry, and that calls for a water park, a hotel, a sports complex, and a travel center. So Coleman, out of those two, it's going to be one of those two. The one led by Drew Brees and Demario Davis isn't nearly as popular, isn't wanted as much as the one led by the New Orleans East resident Troy Henry. I guess the people that they would rather have the water park, the sports complex, the hotel and the travel center, they would rather have that more than the urban farm, the educational centers, and the transportation hub.
Ooh, this is a tough one. I get leisure, but one has educational purposes, and you can develop skills that will last for the next generation or the next lifetime. Don't get me wrong, I would love a water park. I would love to have leisure time. I would love to go somewhere and just let loose, and it's probably more economically valuable.
But wouldn't it be nice to have a water park in New Orleans? I mean, anytime I've ever wanted, when it gets really hot, and wanted to go to a water park in the last, 13 and a half years since I've lived in New Orleans, we've had to drive up to Baton Rouge. What's that, Blue Bayou?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a water park over there?
Yeah, but wouldn't it be also nice to have kids learn how to plant and do urban development, agriculture? That way, in the future, if something was to happen with the technology, they can have the skills to build back up, like certain development skills when it comes to agriculture and irrigation and things of this nature. And then have, you know, food. They're growing food out there that you can give out to everyone. You know, see, it's morality.
So you're leaning towards the urban farm, the educational centers, and the transportation hub.
It's hard because they're both good. They're both good.
They are both good.
To me, I think it's going to come down to which one is going to bring more revenue to the area. And that seems like it's going to be the water park. But I do love the idea of kids getting an education on how to grow and irrigate and farm and develop those type of skills and have a place where it can happen. And then there's a benefit to that skill because when the stuff starts growing, they can give it out to the needy, the homeless. They could donate it.
I'm fine with either of these. I mean, I would rather have a water park, a sports complex, to be honest with you, the travel center and the hotel.
Why don't Six Flags just
Maybe they can have that and still plant some things and have an urban farm, too.
Yeah, the best of both worlds.
Yeah, maybe.
But we know that Six Flags still exists because we talked about Six Flags yesterday. Why don't Six Flags just redo it or renovate it?
No, they're out. They've been out. They're never coming back. As a matter of fact, coming up on the show, we have an update on that story that we talked about yesterday about what happened at that Six Flags in Oklahoma. That woman wasn't being 100% honest. The woman who said she was ejected from the park, threatened with arrest because she was wearing short shorts. And I said, Lord, we can't live in a country where Daisy Dukes are not allowed. But Six Flags just released a statement saying she wasn't 100% honest. That's coming up.
Well, you know what they say. You can't trust a nice button to smile.
If you're listening right now, which one of those two, text us, which one of those two proposals would you like to see come to fruition, come to life over there in New Orleans East? Would you rather see the urban farm, the educational centers, and the transportation hub that is led by Drew Brees and Saints linebacker Demario Davis? Or would you rather see the water park, the sports complex, the hotel, and the travel center, which is led by New Orleans East resident Troy Henry? Look, I'm fine with either one of these. They're both very cool. But if you held a gun to my head, I want the water park and the sports complex and maybe just get Breeze and Demario Davis to set up an urban farm in there. So maybe you could grow food in the city. Text us. Which one would you rather see? Which one do you think is going to happen? And we're going to get an announcement on that in the very near future. Text us at 504-260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving. Keep your text short. And if it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. According to a new survey, 2% of men wish they had never had casual sex. Who are these 2% who wish they never did casual sex? Anyways, casual sex doesn't include sex with a prostitute. That's considered business casual. Coming up next, your texts on which one of the final two proposals that you want to go where Six Flags in New Orleans East is. Some of these texts are really good. And we've got an update on a story we did yesterday about the young mother who said she was ejected from Six Flags in Oklahoma because she was wearing Daisy Duke shorts. Her short shorts were too short. Six Flags responded. Evidently, this woman wasn't being 100% honest. No, really? On social media? Stay tuned for those reports next on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. If you're just joining us, we were talking about it's down to two. And then there were two. Two proposals to replace the abandoned Six Flags in New Orleans East. It has been ever since Hurricane Katrina. And finally, it's going to be one of two things that are going to be over there. And the two that are remaining, one of them is led by Drew Brees and Saints linebacker Demario Davis. Their project wants to build an urban farm, educational centers, and a transportation hub. The other is called Bayou Phoenix, and it's led by New Orleans East resident Troy Henry. And that calls for a water park, a sports complex, hotel, and a travel center. Now, the New Orleans City Council, they're gonna pick between one of these two. And from everything I've read, the Drew Brees-led proposal is not nearly as popular as the Troy Henry-led proposal. I think these are both great proposals. I think both of them would work. Although, man, I see water park and sports complex. And we could use that, couldn't we? Although Coleman brought up a good point, you know, Drew Brees, they want to have the urban farm. They want to grow food because we can like grow food right here in the East. And they want to grow food there and maybe teach kids in the city how to be urban farmers. You know, why can't they go with the water park and sports complex one and have Brees and DeMario Davis maybe and part of that? Build an urban farm and throw in an educational center in the corner
because they need a parking lot.
So, look, I'm fine with both of these. Although, man, that water park and the sports complex, the travel center, and the hotel look really good. And so, we asked you to text us which one of those two, because it's going to be one of those two, would you like to see replace the abandoned, overgrown, looking like a crack amusement park? Six Flags over there in New Orleans East.
All right, this first text says, a water park is the best option. New Orleans needs the revenue. The world is built on money. This text says, a lot of land in the NOEs. Find a way to do both. JB says, I'll be impressed if either one goes through. I'm sorry.
Well, why not? Both of these have financial backing, JB. I mean, you know, the one with Drew Brees and DeMario Davis has plenty of money behind it. And the one from Troy Henry, they're ready to go. These are two final proposals. There were a lot more proposals. They narrowed it down to these two. And it's going to be one of these two that replaces, that moves into where Six Flags is.
Chip M says, water park. These kids around here don't give a damn about a farming center. This text says, residents of Louisiana complain about not having enough educational systems, but once they're given an opportunity, they look the other way. Hmm. This text says, it's New Orleans East. A water park will be destroyed in 3 years.
Oh, Jesus.
Remy says, this is New Orleans East. If either one is built, it'll turn into a shooting range, and the crime will continue to rise.
Man, there's an optimist.
This text says, water park becomes PP park. Well, that's any water park.
Well, there's nothing you can do about public pools, public water parks. You know?
All right. This text says, a water park has been tried and failed. It'll never work with the crime rate in the city of New Orleans. Crash and burns. Build a bucky surrounded by barbed wire with gated entry security staff. This text says, what we really, really need is a technical college that trains plumbers and electricians. But out of those two, I will go with the water park and sports complex. I don't think learning how to grow crops is helpful.
Well, thank you for the text. We always appreciate them.
And one by your cadence says water park because any educational thing would turn into a woke deal, and I don't feel like dealing with that crap. And New Orleans East is the new hub for crime and shooting. Educational complex is better and better served and safer.
Well, thank you for the text. We always appreciate them throughout our whole show, no matter what we're talking about. Text us, and if it's good, we'll read it on the show. Just keep it short, and please don't text while you're driving. Speaking of Six Flags, yesterday on the show, we told you about a woman, a young, attractive mother, who said she was threatened with arrest at Six Flags in Oklahoma because of her Daisy Duke short shorts. She said that they told her to either change or leave. And if she didn't, she would be arrested. And I said, say it ain't so. We can't live in a country where Daisy Dukes are banned. Really? Well, Six Flags Oklahoma, they just responded to that woman's claim. Her name is Bailey Breedlove. And she talked about it on a TikTok video that went viral. And the amusement park says that she did not share the entire story. She was not removed because of her shorts, but because of her behavior. Six Flags said that she was initially stopped because her short shorts exposed a significant portion of her buttocks. I don't know if it was the left buttock or the right buttock, but part of her butt cheek was hanging out. So that's why the Six Flags security approached her. And they say after they approached her, her language, she not only refused, but she said, they said to her language was profane. She responded with profanity and offensive conduct, including further exposing her buttocks. So her butt cheeks were flying around while she was swearing at them. See, we didn't get that in her story yesterday. We didn't get that at all. Remember, and we put her picture and the video on our website. It's still there, bayou957.com. But according to Six Flags, she didn't give the whole story. Go figure. People on social media, Facebook, not giving the whole story.
But even if that's the case, she's a very petite young lady. How much of her butt could have been that offensive? She's, you know what I mean?
Like, well,
she's,
it's not,
she's not a Kardashian. She's not a Kardashian or J-Lo.
But Coleman, you or I wouldn't be offended. But if they're at an amusement park, Six Flags, and our children there, as much as we might like a buttock hanging out of shorts, the kids, you can't dress like that in front of the kids. So all they said was basically put your buttocks back underneath your Daisy Dukes. And evidently she went off and showed more of her buttocks and started swearing at them. And then that's why they said, if you don't calm down, we're going to arrest you. She didn't say that in her story.
Okay. Well, due to form, we need to grow legalized marijuana.
Coming up next on the show. I've got an amazing story about a dog that looked like a failure. And the dog not only isn't a failure, wait till you hear what this dog is doing. Stay tuned for that. We got a lot of other things we got to get to this morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. I saw a story on the local news last night on Channel 4 News. They interviewed the man who owns the Four Dots Diners around New Orleans. He's saying that no one is applying for jobs. He's having a very difficult time staying open. Dots Diner before the pandemic. I love Dots Diner.
What you having?
Dots Diner was always open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now the owner of Dots Diners says that he's having a tough time just staying open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner because he doesn't have enough employees. His name's Larry Katz. And he's having a very difficult time finding people to work there. And the reason is obvious. It's not just around here where there are a ton of job openings. Restaurants, bars, hotels. There are job openings all over the place, in and around New Orleans, and all over the United States of America.
Right now, there are more jobs than people looking for jobs.
There are tons of job openings, but the problem is the government, because of coronavirus, whether it's at the federal level and the state level, they've added money to people's unemployment, to people's welfare. And they've made it so that people are making more money sitting at home just waiting for the check to come in the mail than they would make if they actually went out and got a job. As a matter of fact, yesterday, the president of the United States, Joe Biden, said that, look, if you're turning down jobs and not trying to apply for jobs because of all of this extra money you're getting for the from the government, he said that's wrong. Duh. there are several states now. We're not one of them yet here in Louisiana. But I know Alabama and Mississippi, and there are some other states that are saying, we're ending all of this extra government unemployment money. Well, think about it. What would you do, Coleman? If you were literally maybe because of coronavirus, state unemployment, and then the federal stimulus, and the federal government added an extra $300 a week on top of what the states were already giving you, and then states have added more money. There are literally many, many Americans as we sit here this morning who make more money for not working, for sitting at home just waiting for the check than if they were to go out and get a job. That is an immense problem in a capitalistic society.
My plan would be two-pronged. If I was getting paid more to sit home based on government benefits and government assistance, I would have the wherewithal and the foresight to know that this is only temporary. Therefore, I would use the money that I'm collecting from the government to start my own business. That way, when it all ends, I should have some kind of startup. Maybe buy a lawnmower or something, start cutting grass. I would do something to invest that government money in to make sure I have a plan to make more money in the future when it all ends and still work for myself.
Well, Coleman, you and I were fortunate, very fortunate enough to hang on to our jobs during the whole coronavirus situation. So we didn't get any government money. Although I think you might have gotten a stimulus.
Yeah, one of them. The captain says nobody wanted to work before, so why would they want to work now? You make more as sitting home collecting free money. That's not going to last, and who's paying for it all in the long run?
Captain, you're partially correct. But this is the first chance in recent history where Americans are making more, literally, they're making more money for not working than they are for working. Before coronavirus, sure, there were always people on the dole, but they were never making that much money. They were able to get by, but they weren't making that much money. Now, because of the extra money thrown on top of the bare minimum money that was already being given out, there are lots of Americans who are literally making more money for not working than they are if they go to work. I mean, I love Doc's Diner.
You having the meatloaf with the extra onions?
I mean, I love Doc's Diner. They need to be open 24/7 like they always have been. But the owner, Larry Katz, is in all of his four restaurants. He's having a tough time finding enough people just to stay open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, Mo says, raise your pay raise. Chick-fil-A and Hammond is starting at $13 an hour. But best part of the story, was that Dot's Diner is offering more. Dot's Diner is offering more than what you're getting paid at home, is that people still don't want it. That was part of the problem. They are offering more than what you get. But it's like, why would... So for the extra money, they would still rather stay home than get a job working, even though it is more money.
I saw where Buc-ee's, the fantastic highway rest stop places, the different Buc-ee's around here, I saw a sign inside one of them. They're offering a nice hourly wage at anywhere from $14 to $17 or $18 an hour, plus 3 or 4 weeks off. And they're saying we'll even pay you in cash those 3 or 4 weeks if you want to start working for us. So we're seeing businesses like Dot's Diner, like Buc-ee's, we're seeing businesses offering really good amounts of money.
McDonald's was offering $50 just to come to the interview. They were paying people $50 just to come to a job interview. That's how bad they were hurting for employees.
And you know, all of this extra unemployment money is supposed to last through the end of September. So here we're sitting here in the middle of May, and that's June, July, August, September. So you're talking about another 4.5 months of people being able to sit around collecting more money than they would for just sitting on their butts.
We'll assume that they're sitting on their bus. They're probably starting up their own little businesses here and there with the government money. But here's the thing. When it all ends, are the jobs hurting for employees that are raising their money? Are they going to keep the same pay rates? Because you know when it ends, everybody's going to be clamoring for jobs. They're going to be rushing to places like Dot's Diner and Bucky's and McDonald's to get a job because they know that the government money is about to end. Well, then they'll say, well, we have to go back to our usual regular minimum wage pay rates because now there's so much of a demand for the employees that we don't have to pay that much.
Yeah, so go now. Go now and get the higher wages. And that's why we're seeing some states, and I think they need to do the same thing here in Louisiana, stop with that extra $300 a week on top of the regular unemployment. You can't be paying people more money not to work than they would make if they went out to work. You can't be doing that. We are not a socialist country yet. That's not us. We're the greatest country in the world. We're a capitalistic society, and that's a huge problem right now. Hey, real quick, you got to check out our website. I just put up this mugshot and this story. Alabama woman pleads guilty to Gulfport bank robbery. All right, when I first saw that, I'm thinking, you don't see a lot of women robbing banks. Usually bank robbers are men. But then when I looked at the mugshot, the woman has a full beard. She has a full beard. And her name is Iconic Face. I swear. Well, she spells her last name F-A-C-C-E. So there's one extra C in there.
Her beard is fuller than mine. The bearded lady.
So obviously this is a transgender woman who maybe has been in jail and they're not letting her shave. And she not only changed her gender, she obviously changed her name as well because people usually aren't born with the name Iconic Face.
So what prison does she go to? The one that's the biological prison or her preferred gender prison? Like what jail do you think they're going to let Iconic Face go to?
That's a good question, Coleman. And it doesn't say that in the story. But you got to see this mugshot of the Alabama woman who pleaded guilty to robbing a bank in Gulfport, Mississippi. Check out this mugshot and the wild name and the story. It's on our website at Bayou957.com. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Just reading about Sheldon the dog. There's this dog, Sheldon. He's a part black, he's part golden retriever, part black Labrador. And
so he's Saints colors. He's gold and black.
He's black and gold.
Yeah.
They trained him to be a service dog, you know, to help people who need. And evidently he failed as a service dog. I think they gave him to a blind person. He was walking them into walls and things like that. So they said, what are we going to do with this dog? Well, they gave him to a firefighter who loves dogs. And the firefighter, Coleman, trained this dog how to sniff around fires, and he's, or after, to sniff around burnt down buildings. And now the dog has been hired by a fire department because the dog, after a fire is completed, they send Sheldon the dog in there, and the dog can sniff out if it was arson or not. The dog can sniff if people were there that set the fire. So, like an insurance company is hiring this dog, Sheldon, because Sheldon can go into a burnt down building and within a couple of minutes tell that insurance company if it was an accidental fire or if someone was around there and set that fire.
I can see the arsonist now. I could have gotten away with it if it wasn't for that damn Sheldon and his friends, too.
How about that, huh? Dogs are amazing. Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning, and it has to do with what this one guy who's in great shape eats. The problem is it could kill you. That's next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. That's the song right there. The video for that song, Here I Go Again from Whitesnake, where the world got to know. Sure, she was on the Rat album cover Out of the Cellar before that, but there's a difference between a picture on an album and that music video that was in heavy rotation on MTV. And Tawny Kitaen died 5 days ago at the age of 59 years old. We still don't know what killed her. It takes a little bit of time for them to do all the tests and let us know. But I just read where Tawny Kitaen, 2 weeks before she died, did an interview on some podcast. And she opened up about her going out on a few dates with Harvey Weinstein.
Ugh.
I know. She said they never did sex. She swears. She said they didn't do anything. But he was after her. And she ended up in the hospital. And she said that Harvey Weinstein knew that she loved escargot from this one restaurant in Los Angeles. So Harvey would go... Harvey would go... I know the story's getting grosser and grosser. Harvey Weinstein would go buy her escargot at this restaurant that she loved and bring it to her hospital room where she would eat it. But she said they... and she said he pursued her hard. And she didn't know about any of the... This was before we all knew about how many women he sexually assaulted and sexually abused. And she said she was mortified when she found out about that. But then she said, I'm glad I decided to end it before we did anything. But how about that? Tawny Kitaen, Harvey Weinstein was chasing her all over the place.
Yeah. Goes to show you what money can do, right?
Boy, oh boy. All right. It's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Man in great shape eats raw chicken every post-workout meal, and he says vegetables make you weak.
Chicken!
I was under the impression that if you ate raw chicken, you could die.
I think there's a chance that you can die, yes.
There's this guy on Twitter. His name's Blazin Brady. And evidently, he's in good shape. He posts pictures of himself, and he works out all the time. But the other day, he posted a photo of his meal. And he said, post-workout meal, fresh raw chicken, week-old steak I left in my fridge, bacon, raw butter, and raw milk.
So when he says raw chicken, does he mean he just chopped the chicken's head off and it still has the feathers and stuff all on it?
Pretty much. No. It's actually, it's like if you go to the grocery store, Coleman, if you go to Rouse's or Winn-Dixie and you buy like chicken breast, you see how that's wrapped up? I think he just eats it like that.
And raw milk, I mean, it's straight out of the teat from a goat or a cow or a person?
Yeah, that... Raw milk means, and raw butter means it's unpasteurized.
Ugh. You know, I want to get in shape. I really do. But if it requires me to eat raw chicken or raw milk, I'll just stick with the beer.
He said, chicken is not bad at all and tastes fine. This meal is my standard meal. I usually eat all the time. I eat mainly more steak over chicken, though, usually. And he talked about the steak.
I can do the week-old steak. I'm cool as long as it's cooked.
And then he posted, because I guess a lot of people were giving him crap, saying, dude, you can't be eating raw chicken. He then posted a follow-up video, and he said, since everyone is asking me for a video of eating raw chicken, here you go. And remember, the raw primal diet is your natural diet that regenerates you over time and will make you feel amazing. And then he says in the video, It's not even bad, bro. You guys are tripping. Like, I mean, you guys are terrified of it just because they told you there's bacteria in it. It's your natural diet. Like, you'll literally naturally want to eat it.
All right. I refuse to take nutrition advice from somebody that says, bro, you tripping. And furthermore, I'll go
even
to,
if he's in great shape, but talks, I mean, like, talks
different
like
different people has different body types. I can guarantee you, my body would not agree with raw chicken. If it's fine for him, cool, but he's an outlier, bro.
Yeah, but evidently people wanted to know what this guy ate. He's got a lot of Twitter followers, and they see his body. He's in fantastic shape, and he regularly eats raw chicken. And then he said, vegetables make you weak.
I could agree with that. I hate vegetables.
You don't like vegetables?
I mean, it depends. I like jalapeno peppers.
Yeah, that's a vegetable.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But I don't eat it as like my main course. I'm a carnivore. I eat steaks, ribs, hot dogs, sloppy joes, chicken. Like if it's meat, I love it. But if vegetables and sizes, I like, ugh, can't do it.
See, I like the meat like you. But I also like a lot of vegetables. But this guy says that vegetables make you weak. Do you know the sportscaster, the football play-by-play announcer, Al Michaels? He's one of the most legendary play-by-play man ever. I think he's retiring this year from Sunday Night Football. But he was the guy who, back in 1980, when the Americans were about to beat Russia in the Olympics in hockey, which nobody in the world even thought that could come close to happening. His most famous line ever at the end of that game is when he said, do you believe in miracles? It's the most famous sportscaster line during a game in sports history. Al Michaels has never eaten one vegetable in his life. He's never eaten one kernel of corn. He's never eaten one pea.
Not even a pickle?
Said he's never eaten one vegetable in his life. And he's old. But anyways, this guy on Twitter, who's in great physical shape, people like his body, but he says that he regularly, all the time, eats raw chicken. And that vegetables make you weak. That's the dumbest thing that I read all morning.
That's dumb. You're dumb.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.